this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on.
925, Earl Brooker in for Jerry Bader on the Jerry Bader Show. And we're talking about Colorado. There is a group called FASTER, that is Faculty Administrator Safety Training and Emergency Response Group. Again, they're called FASTER. And bottom line is they're training teachers in Colorado that are choosing to do so, spending time at the gun range in an effort to carry in school. So we'll see what transpires. I think we've got Scott on the road, but Scott, you there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, I would add two things. The training, they should, on days where there's no school, they should do in-house active shooter training with the police to get everyone better, you know, familiar with the whole situation. And then on top of that, outside of the school, they should do those ranges where they actually use paint rounds in the actual gun. Because the other thing about using a gun in an active shooter situation is some people don't have it in them to point a firearm at someone and actually use it.
Correct.
And if you are not willing to take another life, you should not have a gun.
Well, and I think that, Scott, it comes down, there's a common theme here, as we've been talking this morning, about training. I think that's absolutely right. Thanks a lot for the call, Scott. Because the fact is, you do have to face that reality that once you make that decision to pull out that gun, then you can't just use that as the threat, hey, I've got a gun. You have to be willing to use it in those situations, and that's a very tough line to cross for a lot of folks. Chris sent an email, by the way. I always break into the Jerry Bader Show email, so you can certainly contact us that way as well. I read what Colorado's doing, but what about here at home? He says, I carry while at work, concealed. My job allows me to do so. So does my boss. I carry when I'm out with my kids. I feel better knowing I have it, and we are going home at the end of the day. And he says he agrees the need to eliminate soft targets. Criminals don't follow laws or signs. People who are against guns call good guys with guns when they need help. But a bullet from a bad guy travels at 2,000 plus feet per second while the police take 3 to 7 minutes. Want to survive, learn to carry. So, Chris, thanks a lot for the email. One of the things that I said I was gonna bring up, because I'm glad that in many cases this has changed on how schools deal with intruders, but the thing is, I was always concerned, this even goes back to when I was on the city council in Appleton, that I talked to the police chief about this, in that when we have the opportunities to, when there's an intruder, they would have these intruder drills, and the main practice was lock your door, huddle in a corner, and be quiet. Well, if everybody knows that you're in that room and you turned off the lights and the door's locked and you're huddled in the corner, you are a sitting duck. And I hate to say it that way, but that's the bottom line, is you're just there. Now, at least in many cases, they tell kids to scatter, to run, to get out of the way, not sit there and wait for it to be an issue. But that's one of the things that always bothered me, is that when we have that situation where we actually set it up so that if somebody is coming in with a weapon, it makes for easy targets, and that's always scary. Eric in Green Bay, we just got about a minute here.
Good morning, Earl. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. How are you, Eric?
Good, thanks. Hey, I just got to say, it's about time somebody's looking at this from a logical standpoint, because obviously taking that guns out of the hands of the good people is not effective. It just creates more soft targets, like you were saying before. You know, I've concealed and carried in Wisconsin here for about 3 years, and I got the riot act when I had to send a firearm in from the FedEx lady, and I told her, it's very simple. I said, the gun is like an emergency parachute. You hope to hell you never have to use it, but the one time you need it and don't have it, you'll never need it again.
Yep, I hear you, Eric. That's well put. That's well put. Shay in Michigan. Shay, go ahead.
See, what we really need to get away from is using the terminology of the left. It's all feel good and really has no basis in reality. There is no such thing as a gun-free zone. There's only legal gun-free zones, places where good law-abiding citizens can't carry guns, and the bad guys are still going to have them. So So, of course, this makes a whole lot of sense to put guns in the hands of responsible, law-abiding citizens.
Okay, Shay, thanks for the call. I'm sorry I'm up against the clock, so we're going to have to get to the news, and we'll have our Captain Todd Freeman from the Appleton Police Department join us after the news. So stick around. Jerry Bader Show. I'm Earl Brooker.
The Jerry Bader Show.